Well, big news today. I think this is big news. I think it's kind of cool. Elvira is gay.
No, she is not.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She came out in her new book. So the book just dropped today. Everyone's like, oh, Elvira's book. She's going to tell us all about what it was like going from Cassandra Peterson to Elvira. What? She's dating a what? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And it's quite a story, too. So, okay. So when she was, she's Cassandra Peterson. That's her real name. The name of the book is Yours Cruelly, Elvira, which is so clever. So in the book, she talks about that she was ending her relationship to her husband. Like they were kind of heading towards divorce. And she went to the Hollywood Gold's Gym, which, as you know, like Hollywood's Gold's Gym is the place where every Hollywood romance starts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there she was at the gym, and there was this trainer at the gym that everybody was checking out. It was this big, giant guy with tattoos and tan and longish kind of hair. And he wore like this cap, you know, like the knit cap. And she called him dark and brooding and had the hots for him immediately. It was this trainer, right? So Elvira is, she went as herself, as Cassandra. She doesn't dress up as Elvira to go to the gym. Mm. So she's like drooling over this guy for weeks, months even. And this guy would walk out onto the gym floor and all heads would turn because this was just like a beautiful human being. So one day Elvira is in the ladies' locker room and in walks this guy until Elvira realizes not a guy, a woman. This dark, brooding, handsome, tanned, tattooed guy was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So Elvira's like, huh, that's an interesting turn of events. So they somehow struck up a friendship. They become friends and they become super tight. So Elvira's getting out of her marriage. Now she's friends with Teresa Wearson.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else. Just really good friends. And that's it. And you know, at the time, Elvira was really like, she needed a friend going through her divorce. And Wearson was going through like a weird thing in her life too. And Elvira ends up hiring her as a personal assistant. So they become super tight, personal assistant relationship, but friendship as well. And then Wearson gets out of her relationship with her long-term partner and is just going through a terrible time, shows up at Elvira's door with all of her stuff in hefty bags. And Elvira's like, come on in, stay with me. You can, I got a giant house. Please take a room, live here. Not a problem.
Does she live in a normal house or is it like a cemetery and a hearse? And I picture Elvira living in a house that I want to live in.
You know, I think it's one of these big, like Hollywood mansions kind of places. You know, there's several bedrooms, several bathrooms. She's got plenty of room for lots of people, you know? So, and I think I even remember on one of my real estate shows, I think they even said like, here's Elvira's house. I think we've even seen it in one of those shows. So it's one of those really nice Hollywood houses. She's got money, you know, she's Elvira. So they're living together.
She hasn't had a job since 1985.
No, yes, but she goes to conventions and she does speaking. Listen, they make a lot of money in those speaking engagement things.
I know. And that's where I saw her was at one of those Mad Monster events. And you had to pay $50 to meet her and all that. So,
right.
But making big money, I don't think she's made big money since the 80s.
Yes, but according to all the real estate websites, she lives in a very nice, very large house. Let's see. She purchased a house in 2012 for $925,000 that is now worth about $2
million. Mm-hmm.
And it's on a very nice street that everybody knows. Giovanni Ribisi is a neighbor. Brad Pitt used to live on the block. So it's a block that celebrities live on. It's probably not the biggest house on the block, but it's still in a very nice neighborhood in L.A.
Mm.
So this woman, Teresa, shows up at the door with all of her stuff in hefty bags. Elvira says, come on in. And still, they're just friends and personal assistants. So they have a business friendship. That's it. Elvira says in her book that one night, they're just sitting and watching a movie and something came over her where she was just wildly attractive to Teresa, just wildly, like she was just feeling it. And she said, like, may I kiss you? And Teresa was like, I thought you'd never ask. And that was 19 years ago. They've been together as a couple for 19 years, and it's been a secret until this book.
Wow. Since she's been 50, she's been with this woman, because she's 70 now.
Is she? Wow.
Yeah, she's 70.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there you go. So she was in her 40s when they met, because they've been friends. They've been friends a total of 25 years, in a relationship for 19 of those years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. So she talks in the book specifically about why she wanted to keep it a secret. And, you know, it's for obvious reasons. So they together decided that they had to protect the Elvira brand. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the Elvira brand is that, you know, she's hot and sexy and appeals to men. You know, I mean, I'm sure she appeals to women also, but that's not part of the brand. Her brand is not.
Her brand is boobs. Boobs right. are the thing that got guys going, oh, look at that. Because when she was on the 70s and the 70s and 80s TV shows, it would just be all boobs. And that's the first right. thing you would notice.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's particularly to attract men. I mean, not that gay women are not into boobs. Straight women are not looking at her going, I mean, maybe some straight women look at her and think, like, I'd like to look like that. But the sexual desire was towards men. So they decide to protect the Elvira brand. But now she's come out in this book and she said, here's the quote. She said, would my fans hate me for not being what they expected me to be? She said, I'm very aware there will be some who are going to be disappointed, maybe even angry, but I have to live with myself. And at this point in my life, 70 years old, I've got to be truthful about who I am.
Yeah, we don't mind. You're 70.
Yeah, it's weird, though. I'm amazed. Here's the real story about this. I'm amazed that there is a regular person, a regular woman walking around the earth who has been in a relationship with Elvira for 19 years and didn't want to stop every single person on the street and go, you're never going to believe who I'm in a relationship with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she couldn't tell anybody either.
Yeah, she looks, when Cassandra goes out, she looks very different than when she puts on the Elvira persona.
Right. No, there's no question. Yeah.
Yeah. When she does the mad monster things, she'll dress up as Elvira, but you'll see her walking around the next day as herself, and they look totally different.
Yeah, because she has red hair as Cassandra. I mean, you're right. They show, so in the book, like, obviously there's pictures and whatever. Yeah, she looks like two completely different people. So, but that's the weird thing. So, but in case anybody knew that red-haired woman walking around L.A. was also Elvira, they didn't want to take a chance, even though she could have very easily been just a little red-haired woman holding hands with her dark, brooding, tattooed, very butch.
Very huge.
Huge, sexy girlfriend, you know? Like, nobody would have known if she was Cassandra, but I guess every once in a while, somebody does probably walk over to her and go, hey, wait a minute, aren't you? You know, she must get that. So, yeah. So that's it. Elvira's gay. She's out.
Yeah. If you don't see the boobs, you really don't know right from the get that it's Elvira. But you stare long enough and you go, I think I've seen those. I've seen that cleavage somewhere before. Because, I mean, when Elvira came out, I was like 10. So when a 10-year-old sees something like that on TV,
yeah,
you go out of your mind. You're like, wow, there's boobs. That's really the first boobs I saw. And it wasn't even all boob. It was just, you know, part of boob.
Yeah, right. And let me also say, I'm saying Elvira is gay, but she could be demisexual, which we learned about this year, which means, so if you're demisexual, that means you fall in love with the person, that you don't identify with a specific sexuality. You don't say you're gay or straight. You're just in love with people. And the only reason why I say that she might be demisexual, even though she's not defining herself at all, as far as I know, because she was married to a man for a lot of years that she was in love with. And I think this is her first relationship with a woman.
Does she call herself gay, though?
No, actually, she doesn't say either way. She doesn't say, guess what, I'm gay. She just says, I've been in a relationship for 19 years with this woman, Teresa.
Yeah.
Hi, surprise. See this woman, Teresa? 19 years.
She sees the boobies all the time.